According to a new report, the online trend of sharenting, or which what it really means is, it's a made-up word, of course, it means parents sharing photos and information about their kids online.
Okay.
And incidentally, this is part of what the original reason for Facebook, and it's also the reason that a lot of people will tell you why they have Facebook, you know, through all the controversy. A lot of people say, but we have Facebook so we can see our grandkids.
Yep.
And they put the photos up and you feel like you're part of a family because they live in Adelaide and we live in Sydney. Mm. That's a genuine reason for doing it. But there is a danger here. Barclays Bank say parents who are prone to parading their children on Facebook and Instagram are providing valuable insights into the life of the youngsters, which fraudsters could exploit.
Oh,
now,
gee.
David Lacey's the Managing Director of ID Care and Professor of Cybersecurity and University Sunshine Coast. He has over 15 years' experience in national law enforcement and national security responding and identity theft and misuses, threats and so on. And he's on the line for a chat with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Professor.
All right. So I guess most of us think that identity theft is about adults, but now they're saying it's actually also about little kids.
Yeah, there's a risk to children. We're not seeing it so much in Australia as they are in the US, but if criminals are patient enough, they'll wait for kids to come of age in terms of credit and building their identity, and then they can go to town.
I was thinking the other day that one of the things that people lie about online, I think it must be almost universal, is their age. You know, when you've got when you go to some website, they want your name, your details and your age. So many people lie about their age. But if you're putting baby photos or little photos and it's Johnny's birthday, you don't lie about it, do you? You actually give the date.
That's right. It's a milestone for a family. And we see it all the time. We see young adults getting their license for the first time and posting a picture of that online. And that's probably the most valuable credential for a criminal.
So this isn't pedophiles waiting for these kids to get at them for sexual reasons. This is something that's methodically planned as the kids grow up, they've got a dossier on them.
Yeah, and even if the criminal that acquires that doesn't have the patience to wait, there's plenty of criminal markets out there that just trade in this type of identity information. So it's important the public is aware of that and, in retrospect, really thinks about what they put online.
So they could be on-selling the information to a third party who then may, you know, put it together and use it later.
Absolutely.
Now, Barclays Bank said that by 2030, that this parents putting the photos and things online will be the reason behind about two-thirds of online identity theft amongst young people. That's a huge figure. So would you agree with that? And secondly, if your theory there that we're talking about is correct, by 2030, a lot of these little kids will be then adults.
Yeah, I think so. It's hard to predict. I haven't seen the report you mentioned. But of all the things that we see in ID Care coming from the community, the vast majority are impacting 22 to 45-year-olds, so they're not kids.
Yeah.
But there's certainly a latent effect there, and again, depends on how patient criminals are going to be. But, hey, look, they can buy and sell this stuff, and they can make money from it now. So it's a risk, absolutely.
So sharing a birthday message and photos of pets and all sorts of things like that.
There is a danger.
How would that be a danger if you could be explicitly describe that to us, Professor?
Yeah, I'm not sure that photos so much are a danger. It's more the data around an identity. So a date of birth has risk. It's hard to directly misuse a date of birth. Usually a criminal will need other information. So, for example, we've seen over the last 2 months the National Relay Service that's there to help hearing impaired people. That appears to be being targeted by criminals now who are impersonating people to go via that service to get more details about them when they're engaging a third party. So the crook only needs a little bit to convince others that they're that person, and maybe they might want to try and get a bit more information from unsuspecting organisations that are willing to share it.
Are there any signs that a parent can look for that maybe their child's identity has been stolen? I mean, how would you know?
Oh, it can happen in so many different ways. I think in terms of kids and their online behaviour, looking to see, you know, what the emails are doing, what's being sent, what's being posted on social media are important things for a parent to really be conscious about. For most people, it's the crook will get credit in your name. So you get a bill in the mail and you can't explain it, or you'll get a bad credit report And that's usually a trigger point for most people that experience identity theft.
How can parents go about protecting their children from this?
Have the conversation early. You know, this is not. This is one of these things where it's a grey area. Is it the school's responsibility? Is it the family's responsibility? My advice is family, take the bull by the horns. Sit down with the kids and have an open conversation about what the risks are.
Yeah. Some people would say the horse is bolted. I mean, we are told that there are a lot of particularly younger people today who say, who cares about privacy? You know, we live our life on the net and so on. Older people of our generation go, holy dooly, how can you do that? I was saying earlier, I'd like to be an optimist. I was saying earlier on the program, I reckon that in about maybe 20 or 30 years' time, they will look back on this period in time and say, my God, what were they thinking?
Yeah, quite possibly. I think, look, cooks move in circles where it's the path of least resistance. So if I'm having no resistance to the work that I'm doing online, then I'm an easy target. So you want to just make things that much more difficult for them so that they go somewhere else.
What are the obvious signs to watch out for, Professor, that a child's identity has been stolen?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's difficult because there's this latent effect. Most of the credit that's acquired by crooks are done so where you've become an adult or you're reaching age where you're building the credentials. So you may not see it for years. As you mentioned before, you know, it might be in 2020, 2025, 2030, we start to see things and go, oh, my God, what were we thinking at the time?
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily going to see anything immediate. Well, you probably might see things as in the communication that's happening online, particularly if the cooks are wanting to get more information through that social engagement.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so very important to have that talk with your kids. And I think the other really serious piece of advice is always lie about your age.
Good point, isn't it?
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Professor. Thank you.
Professor David Lacey, he's the Managing Director of ID Care. And cybersecurity at the University of Sunshine Coast. That's it. Lie about your age.
The best clue of the lot. Yeah, lie about your age.
It used to be a sort of a stigma that people lied about their age. Now you'd better lie about your age.
Now it's all important,
And think of a few other things you can lie about
as
well.
Go up a year or down a year.
A decade. Mm.